Welcome back to Good Film Hunting. My name is Jack. I'm the host of the show where we talk about movies, TV, comic books, and all things pop culture related. Today, our movie of the week in honor of Batman action figure Michael Keaton Flash movie is Batman 1989. I watched it last week. Nate watched it last night. Jack hasn't watched it in 8 years, but that's okay. So I think this movie is our movie of the week because it really set the standard for comic book movies being blockbusters. And it's very, you know, it's got its own feel. The score is incredible. Why am I forgetting his name? Danny Elfman is going to cook up every time. Tim Burton's Gotham is so unique and just, it just feels gorgeous. Like Gotham. But as good as this movie is, it also doesn't really capture who Batman is. And we were talking about that before the pod. This isn't the Batman movie to go to for the best Batman or Bruce adaptation, because it doesn't really get into his emotions and psyche and trauma, but it's a good blockbuster movie. So
yeah, I think this is like the Superman movie 10 years before this, it was perfect. Like, I think it nails the, my little knowledge of Superman comics nails the character and everything, and it's a fun action vibe. This is more like perfectly nails the vibes of Batman. Doesn't quite get any of the characters, but it doesn't. This is like a toy commercial, but done well.
Flash is toy, like, done bad.
Well, we haven't seen Flash yet, but like it's hard to be negative about this movie because it's not even like it was trying to be comic accurate or it was trying to be anything. Yeah. It's kind of like its own separate Batman universe where he kills henchmen and it's fine. And I don't know, Bruce is about as deep as a kiddie pool, but it's so fun to watch. And like the Joker, weird, not, I don't know if it's a complaint or not, but he goes from like serious mob boss to laughing around giggling with like henchmen and matching outfits and kooky things. And like, I love watching goofy comic book Joker. This is like the closest we've gotten to the Mark Hamill Joker, I think, still.
Yeah.
In live action.
No, Jason Momoa did that in Fast X already.
Yeah, actually, that's pretty accurate. All Jason Momoa needed was like to give Dom a box, and he opens it up, and like a big punching glove comes out of it and hits him, and then that would have nailed it. But
there's still time for that.
Dom looks at it and goes, "What is this? It's a box.
This is some kind of box."
Wow. He punched me.
Family. Right in the family. But yeah, I don't know. I love this movie. It nails being scary enough where it's gonna scare kids, but also not too scary where it's too scary for them. Like this scene where he's like, "Give me the mirror." The mirror and like all the bloody instruments on the, oof, creepy. And just like
And his smile without the makeup.
Yeah, it's, even with the makeup, the Joker reveal is fantastic.
Yeah.
And he's like walking in with the mob boss and it's all dark. You can't see him. But then like, there's so many great moments in this movie. It's just not a good Batman movie. I love the scene.
Yeah. I love the scene where, because it's like you said, they don't even try to be comic accurate, which is fine. It's 1989. But
watch the animated series for that. And he nails it.
It's kind of in the way where, I don't love Far From Home. I think it's a good movie. It's not a great Spider-Man movie. Doesn't depict who Spider-Man is. I think
it's weirdly paced. The whole middle act with the tour bus and all that's kind of goofy.
I think it's fine. I just don't want to.
Yeah. The teen comedy. But
it's kind of like that where it includes a character, and it's a better movie than Far From Home. Not even close. But it's not who the character is. I love when they're in the art museum. And they play the boombox. The fact Prince did the soundtrack is crazy.
It's so 80s. And I also love how it looks like the 30s, but it's also the 80s. Like the way that they mashed up all the decades and stuff, the production design was so cool.
Dude, they should have kept, why am I forgetting the name of the actor for Harvey, who played Lando? Billy
D. Williams. Yeah, we were robbed of not having of him Two-Face. As Two-Face. Mm-hmm. And it would have been, if there was a third Burton movie, I think that's what it was supposed to be. How great would that have been?
Billy Dee Williams was crazy good as Harvey Dent.
He was really good.
Yeah.
Underrated actor. He doesn't really get to act in Star Wars.
Yeah, facts. He just gets to be just a
player. He actually, before, no, he did in Empire. He's a good actor.
And I like in Return when he's
yeah, he gets to be Han Solo.
Piloting the Millennium Falcon, yeah.
There's two Han Solos in that movie.
Yeah. But yeah, I really like this movie. I gotta watch Batman Returns. I'm glad I rewatched it because it's not as, you know, great as I remember it being, but also still good. Just in terms of like Batman depiction, yeah. And also, we're just spoiled. We just have a lot of good. It's the same situation with Spider-Man. We have so many good Batman movies that if you're not perfect, you're going to weed out.
And I think, like, for the general public, it's much better. But if, like, you really care about, or if you go into it wanting an accurate, good depiction of Bruce Wayne and his psyche, you're probably not going to enjoy it.
You're not going to get it. Yeah.
No.
I like so that. Fun. Yeah,
I had notes. I don't know if I said everything. I actually took notes for once.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I said everything.
I like the Batwing and the Batmobile. It's just
designs. Yeah, the designs of the Batcave too. I like his suit a lot. I do. Wish I like his V-neck. Turn his head. I love turtleneck and Levi's. I think Alfred and Bruce's relationship's decent,
yeah,
but not as good as what we see in the next movies. So
I love how Vicky Vale's just in the cave and he's just sitting there in this turtleneck like he don't care, like it's mm-hmm. like it's Batman Begins, it's such a big, you know, it's such a big reveal that, you know, whatever, but in this
it is. I do like how they held off on the same. The Batman does the same thing where it's like, don't show the Batmobile too early in Dark Knight. Like, that's always, I guess, the thing. But same with the Batcave, like we have like these little reveals happening over the course of the movie. It's fun.
Yeah, no, I'm with that for sure, dude. The Batmobile in the Batman is the best. That's the best.
One of my favorite theater experiences ever. My seat shaking from the
it's a beautiful car. As a car person, part of it is based on the 1969 Camaro and the 1971 Challenger, like framework.
Muscly.
Looks beautiful. They went to a car enthusiast guy and just said, hey, we're going to contract you to build a Batmobile. And so he built one. Everything you see is an actual car that works and drives around. It's not a set piece. It's an actual Batmobile. And the Christopher Nolan actually had a Tumbler built for
The
Dark Knight.
Yep.
He drives it to work every day. He drives it to the Oppenheimer set.
There's a music video of someone basement. Driving it. Yeah,
he's got it. He's got it in his basement.
I'm going to go to Target.
I think one of the executive producers has the motorcycle from Dark Knight Rises because that was also built.
Do you think for the Batman 2, he's going to like revamp his car? I feel like each movie he's going to kind of upgrade his.
Well, in the prequel novel, and then we'll wrap this up in a second. The prequel novel, that's what he is when he's growing up, is he street races. Mm. And that's how he gets, like, all he does family. Is his free time. Yeah, they're dead.
No family.
Could you imagine Vin Diesel? It's actually street racing is what he does, and that's what gets his mind off is building custom cars and all that. And that's kind of what gets his mind off of, you know, that's where he goes to hide his trauma. That and training with Alfred. So he has a big car, which is why someone's dogs go crazy. Jack actually just owns a kennel. but that's where that's what he does. So that's why he's like very car, you know. He likes the cars. Right. I hope we get a Batwing though. That'd be pretty dope.
Is this dog being murdered? What the hell is happening?
I think it's already murdered. It's quiet now.
Oh no.
It's Corella.
That just sounds like it's
John Wick on the way.
Oh no.
Oh shit.
He's on your door.
Yeah. Jack, just kill yourself.
The room just goes purple. I know that I'm going to be losing.
Yeah, as soon as it starts raining or you're in a club.
That's it.
You see your EDM music start playing. No.
Oh man, I'm done. I'm finished.
People just start NPC dancing around me for no reason. Yep, that's it.
I'm telling you, John Wick horror game where you killed his dog.
God.
You have to hide, make it happen.
What if they just released a game and they didn't tell you it's a John Wick game, but that's how it starts, and then you realize
you think it's like GTA.
Oh my god.
Drive on the sidewalk, commit a few crimes, and then all of a sudden club music starts playing. No.
The Frank Castle. Wait.
God.
But that's going to be our review, Batman 1989. Go out for the vibes. It's a classic. You need to. And I guess go see what it's like in The Flash, because I'm interested. But
I am too.
But that's my one fear, is that he's sort of an empty character that doesn't even really exist in these movies. The Joker is way more compelling in this than Batman.
And I think that's the thing about bringing him back to The Flash, is it's not like he's a compelling character in the original. So it's
if
not
he
like
brought
he's
back Michelle Pfeiffer, Catwoman, it's like, okay.
What I have been reading is that The Flash does feel like a Flash movie, and that is why. It's because because the emphasis is on Barry Allen. And that's why some of the characters are around, which still isn't a good thing, but it does make more sense as to why there may not be as great dialogue between him.
Yeah, well, they're not marketing to Barry because he stole some kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're marketing it to be a Batman movie, which I don't think a lot of kids have nostalgia for those Michael Keaton movies.
No, it's all for
older audience. I don't think many grew up with it. Like, me. And people older than me grew up with Batman, and you guys did too, but I don't think most 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds that they're marketing this movie towards grew up with Keaton or even care.
I mean, it's crazy how old we're getting, because I'm only 22. But, like, I saw TikTok last night, and it was like most people on Twitter haven't, and this is unrelated, but it's like, well, 80% of NBA Twitter now doesn't remember Kevin Durant at Oklahoma City. And I'm like, what? Like, that's an athlete. I'm like, what? Like, what are you talking about, bro?
I didn't know he's not playing anymore.
I can't remember. Like, I remember when he left for Golden State. But, like, it's kind of like that same thing, but in the movies where you're right. I mean, that movie was 34 years ago. So,
it's
crazy.
I think of the Maguire Spider-Man movies as like essential childhood, but a lot of people probably didn't even grow up with them now.
Yeah,
the third one probably came out when most people were babies.
I think they should have the Lego Batman in the Flash movie, just a tiny Lego running around.
I way prefer it, actually, because he's an interesting character and he's hilarious. Like, I love Michael Keaton and I love those movies, but I don't like Michael Keaton's Batman as a character is not someone I care about.
Have you ever the voice for Lego Batman hosted a Lego? Yeah, he hosted a Lego Masters show.
It's on Hulu.
Yeah, it's actually good. But if you do decide to watch it, skip through the opening every single time, because for some dumbass reason, they show every single build in the opening. So I always just skip a minute ahead. You'll be fine if anyone decides to watch.
Well, I'll check that out, but I gotta wrap this up. So you guys go check out.
Gotta wrap you up.
All right, please.
That was so loud.
Go watch. Yeah, my ears are shaking. Go watch Batman 1989, and you guys have a great rest of your day.